Welcome to the History Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Thomason. The History Podcast is an educational podcast intended to engage student and lifelong learning in American history. Without further delay, let's get to it. In the late 1800s, three black men, Calvin McDowell, William Stewart, and Thomas Moss, opened the doors to their first grocery store, the People's Grocery, in Memphis, Tennessee. The store was very successful, but more importantly, it gave black citizens in Memphis something to take pride in: black business. However, the store became so successful that many white citizens in Memphis felt the store posed a major economic threat to the status quo in Memphis, fearing that the black customers that they typically get in their stores would go to the People's Grocery, and so there's going to be this violent confrontation take place at the People's Grocery. The white men that made up this group included the law enforcement officers in Memphis, which responded to the riot by arresting over 100 black men, including the owners of the store. On March 9th, 1892, 75 masked men will take Mr. Moss, Mr. McDowell, and Mr. Stewart from the jail there in Memphis. They will place ropes around their necks, and they will murder them in an open field. Before the men were executed, they were asked for any final words, upon which Mr. Moss was the only one to speak up when he said, "Tell my people to go west. There is no justice for them here." The frustrating thing for the black community is there were several eyewitnesses to the lynchings. There was even a grand jury investigation. But in the end, not one single person was ever held responsible for the lynchings of Calvin McDowell, William Stewart, or Thomas Moss. In the days that followed, white citizens will continue to terrorize black citizens in Memphis, their confidence in knowing that law enforcement will not carry out justice for the black community gives them this growing sense of confidence they can do whatever they please. This will result in over 6,000 black Americans fleeing Memphis over the next 3 months.